Have you ever thought how much of discipline a grocery list can give you when you go shopping? Maybe you did not think much about it then, but today we're going to be discussing that. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lindo. Last week we talked about how much sometimes you spend unnecessarily because you have money. You go to store, you just see everything and you just buy anything because you can afford it. Duh. So, but then in the long run, it hurts you because you find yourself with more wants than needs and barely surviving. Okay. Nobody can survive the whole month on popcorns. Okay. So, grocery list. Let's talk about it. Just a simple piece of paper, or you can write it on your smartphone and then go with it to shopping. I like taking it to the next level whereby, since I'm used to buying the needs that I really need, I know the prices or the an average cost of that particular thing. But you know, with the leverage of internet, I can simply Google the prices and write them. I know that when I go to buy rice, it's going to cost this particular amount. When I need cooking oil, it's going to cost this particular amount. Then when I go shopping, I already know like how much I am roughly going to spend on grocery. I just don't go there, pick up some random things, and then when I get to the deal, and then the cashier be like, it's 5,599. Then I'm like, whoa, I only have 500 rands with me. See, exactly. You don't want to find yourself in such a situation. You can save yourself from such by starting to write a grocery list. Write the needs that you want to buy. Write them down. Their brand names. Write the prices on the site. You can find the prices on the internet. You write the name. You write the price. You do the total cost. Maybe factor in some sales if they're going to be sales. If you're having some discounts, factor in some discounts and see how much you're exactly going to spend, so that you can get surprises when you get there and you feel like, well, I'm earning money, but then I don't see where it goes. That is when you start feeling like your money goes to things that you don't even know because you are not planning on how to use it. Start buying using a grocery list, okay? I can tell you that there was a time when I went to shop, when I went shopping with my friend, I had a grocery list, everything that I needed, and I was going to specific shelves, specific products, and picking them and making sure that I have everything on the list. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. Within a few minutes, I was done picking up stuff and ready to go check out. He was just moving around the store, having no idea what to take and what not to take, because he did not even check what he was missing, what he needed, how much do they really cost. Like, he was not ready. Like, he was not even sure how much he's supposed to spend. Things like that. So he was just picking up the random things. Things that he did not even really need, because it causes confusion. When you get there, you're seeing popcorns, you're seeing chocolate, you're seeing a juice. You're like, I don't know which one. You did not plan. So if you had planned before, you will exactly know that I only plan to take chocolate. So I don't have to fight between chocolate and snacks and popcorns. You go for that chocolate, okay? And then it's very important that you start with the needs. Start with the things that you really need to survive for the month. If you do your grocery monthly, do not go there and first buying a chocolate whilst you don't have cooking oil, okay? You don't have maize meal, but you are rushing to buy juice. How are you going to survive with juice alone the whole month? Okay, if you pick rice, you know, you can eat rice alone the whole month. You can survive with that. But then with juice, you cannot survive. So you'll have to go back to store again to do an actual grocery shopping of the things that you want. And then that's an extra cost to your pocket. I don't want you to be in that similar situation. If you've been experiencing this like for the past month, then now this is the good time you start writing down the things that you really want to spend. Then you know exactly how much you're going to spend. You don't feel like it was a surprise. You don't feel like they robbed you the change or something was wrong with the cashier or with the teller machine. Okay, yeah, please, from now on, do a simple grocery list on your piece of paper or on your smartphone. Okay. Then next week, we're going to discuss a different method that you can use to save some money. Okay. If you are looking for more ways in which you can save money or make money, then let's talk via WhatsApp. My numbers are 076-630-7116. 076-630-7116. Let's enjoy the good music now. See you again next week. Goodbye.